I'm Roisin. I'm here with Cara at SessieCon interviewing Anne Looney. So, Anne, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and why you are here today?
Hi, Roisin. Hi, Cara. So, as you said, I'm Anne Looney, and today I'm going to be giving the capstone speech here at the conference, which I found out means, because I had to look it up, means the one that comes at the very end. So you give a keynote first and you give a capstone at the end. So I'm going to be giving that speech at the end. But I'm a big fan of SESSIE. I've spoken at SESSIE before and I've also attended a couple of them. They're really good conferences.
Do you often speak at these conferences like this?
As I said, I've spoken at SESSIE before, I think in 2013. And yeah, I would speak at education conferences. I'd also listen at education conferences. And sometimes on Saturdays or weekends or at night time when schools are closed, that's where you get the best out of people who work in education because, well, they're more relaxed, they've more time to talk and they've more time to think. So that's always good for bringing people together.
I believe you have recently finished working as CEO of NCCA. Can you tell us a little bit about what you did in that role?
So the NCCA, that stands for the National Council for Curriculum and Assessment. And basically that was the, and still is, the organisation that's responsible for everything that you have to study in school. So all the stuff that you have, that is on every course, whether you're in early childhood, primary or post-primary, that's decided by the NCCA. So I was chief executive there since, I've been chief executive since 2001. So actually just as we were finishing, the big thing on the agenda was the new short course in coding. So that's a kind of, we've come a long way from where we started in 2001, but that's what I was doing, yeah.
We hear you've just been appointed a new job. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So the new job is here. In Dublin City University. The building that we're in now is the Institute of Education on the St. Patrick's campus here, and I'm going to be the Executive Dean. So that's the person who runs this new Institute of Education. So we'll have 4,500 students, all of whom are studying education in a different phase. Like some are studying to be primary teachers, some are studying to be post-primary teachers, some are doing research, some are working in adult education. So we have 4,500 students and about 135 very hardworking staff. And they've all come together to create this new institute. And as you can see, it's exciting. The new building is great. There's a real air of innovation around the place. We have everything from Lego to philosophy. We are focused on education from three-year-olds to 103-year-olds. So I'm really looking forward to joining the team here. And I start next Monday.
How important is it for women to make an impact on education nowadays?
I think it's extremely important. In one way, women make a huge impact on education because the majority of teachers are female. But as you move up along the system and you move into administration or you move in towards school principals, sometimes the gender balance changes. So it's good to see women leading in education, not just being teachers in classroom. Obviously, teachers in classroom are really important, so I think that's good. I think we need to hear women's voices in the media. So that's why it's good to see you two involved in the youth media team. So there are plenty of women in education because the majority of teachers are female, but we need to hear more of women's voices in education, and especially in areas like technology, because we need our digital champions to represent the full population. So we need them from all ethnic groups. We need them from all genders because, let's face it, the future is digital. And if you're going to play a part in that, you really need to understand how it works and be able to use it to do good stuff. So I think it's important that women have a good profile, yeah.
Thank you.